At least 13 people have been killed and at least 55 others injured in a bomb attack that hit a bus transporting soldiers in the Turkish city of Kayseri. The bus was targeted as it was moving past the car laden with explosives near Erciyes University. No group has claimed the attack as of yet. The Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, said in a statement that a separatist terrorist organization was responsible for the deadly attack. Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu also said that Ankara will retaliate the raid. Turkey has been rocked by a wave of deadly bomb attacks over the past 2 years, mostly blamed on the militants of the Kurdistan Workers Party or the Daesh terrorist group. Oktar Babuna is a political commentator who joins us from Berlin. You're looking at Turkish security forces being targeted. This is twice now, almost consecutively. So the Turkish government obviously has a big concern here. But what organization do you think is penetrating in terms of intelligence so wide enough to know where the Turkish security forces are at and then targeting them? And what steps do you think the government is going to take at this point?
Hello and salam to everybody, to the great Ibranic nation. I'm speaking from Berlin. Well, this is a PKK act, actually. PKK is a terrorist organization. As you know, there's a branch also in Iran, and PJAK, K-J-A-K, and YPG is in Syria, settled now in the southeast of Turkey, along our border. So PKK has been doing this terrorist attack since 40 years, more than 40,000 people. There were marches in Turkey, and there was bomb attack in Istanbul also. So what they do is it's a Marxist-Leninist-Stalinist terror organization, as also explained by Abdullah Öcalan, their leader, actually. He says, I am the Lenin of the 21st century, and violence is, as you know, the essence of the communism. So with these violent attacks, they try to take the southeast of Turkey, but we have to look behind what is behind PKK. PKK is established by the British deep state, said Abdullah Öcalan and the commanders of the PKK. What they try to do now is they try to disturb the Turkish integrity, and also nowadays, as everybody knows, they try to clash Shia Muslims against the Sunni Muslims. This is a great danger for everybody. Now, we have to ally with Iran. Shia are beautiful Muslims. Sunni is a great people. We have to be very careful against these crime organizations, which is coming from the British deep state. Khamenei, the dear scholar of Iran, made a very good explanation, statement recently, actually, that he pointed out that who's trying to clash Shia against Sunni is British Shia, he said. So he pointed out the British deep state and said we have to be careful and we have to unite instead of this clash. Sunnis are great Muslims, he said, and Shia are great Muslims, and unity is required. An alliance of Iran and Turkey is very, very crucial and important nowadays to bring peace into the entire Middle East. Iran is very powerful and great nation. Turkey is very powerful, and this unity will generate a great power in the Middle East to bring power. Because of this, seeing this, the crime organizations, deep state from the Western world, try to clash Sunni against the Shia, but this will destroy both Iran, may Allah forbid. Iran and Turkey, instead of this, we have to unite, we have to ally, also with Russia and also the other Middle Eastern countries. Pakistan should be involved in that also, and this alliance will bring, inshallah, peace. Shia Iranians are our brothers. We have a great historical background, Turkey and Iran, in the history. We were very brothers many centuries long, 900 brothers lived in peace. Now it is time to ally, inshallah, for Iran and Turkey and Shia and Muslims to bring peace and eradicate PKK and Marxist-Leninist ideologies and the war in the Syria. Integrity of Syria is also must. The integrity of Afghanistan, other countries. Inshallah, this will bring peace.
Thank you for that. We appreciate it. Political commentator Oktar Babuna there from Berlin.